Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. I am your host, Reagan, aka the Man Hater, even though I don't hate men. And who is this little fella?
And I'm Chesco, Mr. Pick Me, even though I've already been picked. And this is the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater show.
And for our audio listeners, Chesco is holding up a mini version of himself, except he's Batman and his little insignia says, what is it? TSP, the speech.
TSP, graph. Internet Service Provider.
What?
It could be I, the way it looks.
But a fan did make that for him. So
they sent it to me and they said, print this.
Print this, fool.
And I was like, yeah, all right. They even put like the salt and pepper in my beard and my hair. So
wow.
But there is an issue with it. Can you tell?
It has ears.
It has ears. So
clearly they don't know you that well.
I mean
your headphones are literally just for show.
That is true. I put them, well, they're over the holes in the side of my head. It's okay. I cover them with hair, so it's fine. Long sideburns.
You don't have long sideburns?
No, but you can't tell because I use them to cover the voids in the side of my head. You don't look into them. You'll get lost.
Oh, I got lost in your ear holes.
Ears. Never say that again.
That's you a t-shirt said it. Right there. I quoted it.
I got
it.
Lost in your ear holes.
You literally said it. So.
I brought up the notion of it. You said the words. Play it back.
I might.
Only if you're right. Only if you're right.
You did bring it up, but I did put words to it. I don't know who's worse. You.
Probably me. It's usually. I made it weird. It wouldn't have been weird if I just let it go.
I do think the weirdness, you are the captain of the boat headed towards the weirdness, and I am the first mate.
I appreciate that. I think that's, we make a good team. Weird team.
I'm like, turn away.
Team like, no, we're weird, going weird, W. How do you make hearts with your fingers, by the way?
This way.
Yeah.
Now it's what's the new one?
It's the back.
It's not this.
Well, I know there's my daughter does this.
Oh yeah, that's
the whole.
Isn't that the Korean like, yeah, K-pop?
I wonder thing? If that's probably why they love K-pop. So that's probably where mm-hmm. it comes from.
Ding.
She'd be like, "Love you, Dad." I'm like
the other day,
what the fuck is that?
My daughter put out a big L. Towards my mom, it was like, love you, love you. And my mom was like, are you calling me a loser? L's for love.
No, I love you. Look. Look, I put it right here. Right here, Grandma.
Everyone that hates us is going to make a sticker out of that.
We have not had too many awkward moments with our kids, like misusing things with some surprise. I expected more based on television.
That's fair.
The one thing was, I remember where I was like, I was like, where did you hear that? Where did you hear that? Like I made a video about this a couple years ago, but there's a book, a kid's book my son was reading, like a graphic novel. And someone got hit and it said N-G-Y-A. Like,
uh-huh.
But my son sounded it out phonetically and it sounded like a bad racial term.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so I'm not even going to say how you can imagine.
No, please
this
don't.
Is
no.
A 4-year-old sounding a word out.
Oh.
That was, yeah. And but the first time I probably reacted to it. I was like, where did you hear that?
Because like, I want to know. What? My book.
I want to know who's saying, he was like, the book. I'm like, what book are you reading? And he showed it to me. I was like, oh.
Oh, but
it's,
okay.
It's, yeah. Like, yeah. I think that's what it was. It was like a punch. It was like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Although you got to be careful. If you're writing books that a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, whatever can read, you got to be very careful with how you're.
You be careful.
Yeah. Remember, they are learning those words from the letters.
I the other day, my daughter was like, you know what I know? I was like, no, what is it? She's like, you cannot stick your middle finger up at people. I was like, what now? She's like, yeah, that means you really don't like them. And I was like, who said that? And she's like, this girl at school who has an older brother. It's always the ones with an older brother that are bringing it to the kindergarten room, I'll tell you. But I was, she's like, what does it mean exactly? I'm like, don't think about it. I was like, just don't do it. It's a very mean gesture. Yeah. Don't ever do it. It means something bad. She's like, what does it mean? I'm like, I don't know.
We are, we have a problem with our six-year-old right now. For those of you that I've, you know, my 6-year-old is autistic and she's PDA and it was pathological demand avoidance. And so, and sometimes, and I think children do this as well, but it's especially prevalent with her. If she elopes, which is running away, for those of you that she doesn't get married randomly, she,
she keeps getting married.
And we've told her before, like, you can't just like, especially when it's me, like with, you can't just scream like, help, help. It looks bad. I was like, the police are going to come. Like,
it looks
one day.
Like daddy's taking you away. Yeah.
And so in her mind now, she was like, oh, the police will come if this happens. And so she ran away the other day and my wife ran after her.
Brutal.
And she yells out because it's part of that in that moment of anger. It's like, I need to say the worst possible thing.
Mm-hmm.
She said, help, call the police. This woman's trying to murder me.
Oh my God. Your wife must have just been.
So luckily I was running down there and I just picked her up. And my 6-year-old is she got my height genes. Like she is not a small girl. No. I just picked her up and like went home and I'm like, I was like preparing myself for the police to do a wellness check.
This is not a kidnapping. Yeah. We have the same face.
I do think we're at the point now where we're gonna have to go like down to every house on our block and introduce ourselves and be like, hey, just so you know, we're not murdering our 6-year-old, or you don't have to call.
We're not kidnapping. We know her.
Here's our picture. Just so you know. Now, if it's not us that is with her, maybe you should call. But like, I'm like, you can't do that. You can't. She's gonna murder me. Call the police. I'm like, oh no.
Please.
And my wife is just like,
I won't.
She's like, oh, so that's where we are right now in our parenting journey.
I feel like luckily, like, murder is so intense.
I know.
That maybe hopefully someone would be like, okay, probably not.
I'm a little probably annoyed that not. No one did call the cops.
Protect my child, even
she
for
me. Yelled out that you know, call the police. This woman's murdering me. And everyone was like, fine.
I'm sure it's all right.
It's all right. That man just picked her up and carried her off. I'm sure it's fine.
You know, when paired with you doing that 6'5" man just hoisting this child away,
maybe someone should have called. She screams as I'm carrying her back to the house. Because it's like we have to get her back because at that point it becomes dangerous because she can run the street with those cars and everything. And it's so, but I feel like, and I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm literally just carrying her to the house as she's screaming. But it's like you feel like the worst fucking parent on earth. Mm-hmm. And luckily she wasn't screaming about the murder anymore at that point. It was just help.
Oh no. She'd moved on from the murder. She just wanted generalized help from the community. Yes.
On the bright side, I think most of our block, my daughter is not the quietest. And most of our block is already very aware that when she's out playing with like the other neighborhood kids, that's at least once every 20 minutes, there is going to be something similar coming out of her mouth. So I'm hoping that's given us enough of a buffer. And, you know, we hired somebody to watch her in the afternoons now because I was having to take too much time off of work. That is something I've worried about is that I think we need to take like a picture of them together, like a video of her saying, this is my babysitter. We're her parents.
Yeah,
we
but then they're going to say, this was made under duress.
It's AI. But that is definitely a fear we are having right now. But it's where we're at.
We love a little con artist.
It is. We have two, and it is so funny because it's the last week of school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? You're not through school yet?
No, this is our last week. It's the last week at my college and the last week for my kids. So
maybe it's different.
Maybe it's
California.
A SoCal thing. I don't know. Maybe it's a district thing. I don't know. But
don't say a SoCal thing. Get out of here.
What?
Sounds so cool. It's just a SoCal thing.
Maybe it's just, you know, we hang a little later in the summer because gotta get ready to, we gotta make sure we gotta wait, the waves at the beach are ripe for hanging 10.
Okay, I'm so glad you said that because now all cool points have been left.
Yes, well, good. The idea that I ever had cool points to begin with is already ludicrous. Pretty ludicrous. So. So, I mean, I started off the show with Batman. The BSO.
Batman's cool, and I stand Batman by that. Cool.
This week has been, it's like she understands this is the last week, and I'll she is you. Going to make it. The worst fucking Hell. Week. We've had to do two drop-offs every single morning with the older kids so they can get there on time. And then luckily, she has an IEP with the school. And so we already kind of have it built. It's not the end of the world. Like, it's not the same as if we're being late. We're like, whenever we're late with her, we're like, they see it in our eyes that we've been battling for an hour and a half to get shoes on.
And
we have to be so careful because the second we raise our own tone, it like puts her in fight or flight mode, and we know it's going to make the battle even longer. Mm-hmm. And it's not even a matter of like, we can get the shoes on or whatever, or in the car, but like also she can like unbuckle herself now or so. So we have to get, it's a safety thing where we have to purposefully remain like in the most calm as we can while she's like smacking us in the face or, like, we feel terrible for her because she's clearly struggling. Like, she's going through
stressed
something. Not to speak out of my research level, but it's just as a parent, like PDA is something that's accepted, by the way, in the UK. It's not officially part of the DSM-5 in America. So it's also another issue that we've been having. It's basically a, what's the word, fight or flight, or like survival mode, like your body goes into that when something goes the way you didn't want it to, and it can be the smallest fucking things, and it is something we are slowly, I think we're hopefully getting to a point where I think this is like the bar, like the rage before the calm, if you will, where it's, we're gonna get there, but it is something. It is a time for everybody, and especially as the fact that everyone in our family has a disability of some sort. So it's not even just like, oh, this one. It's like, oh, well, this is triggering my shit right now, and this is also triggering depression. Is triggering this other noise sensitivity and this other thing, and so. Also, like my daughter we'll get to the show in a second.
Will we?
Yeah, we will. She's because there's either sensory, like, I forgot the terms for it. Once again, not an expert on this, but there's like sensory avoidant and sensory seeking. Mm-hmm. And she loves like pressing her face against yours and like very much like, I want to be near
in
you.
In your skin.
And I'm fine with that. It's kind of, I have a similar like experience. I'm like, whatever. She'll be like pushing her face against mine, and we're watching TV like this for an hour. I'm like, this is fine. I'm okay. But like, my wife is sensory avoidant, and so for her, it's like she'll text me. She's like, I'm going to die. I need you. I need you in here right now.
Get her off
get
me.
Get her off of me. I am about to lose my shit.
I have that. It's less with touch because I'm a very touchy person. It takes a lot to be touched out. When my daughter's really little and I was constantly being touched, there were times I would get a little overtouched.
Right, right.
But the one that gets me is like noise, where if I reach a certain level of stress and like she'll just, that'll be the time she's like, screaming full volume, running up and down the hall. I'm like, I need you to go outside. I need you to go outside right now, please.
You will. There's never a quiet moment in my home.
I don't know that it would be other people's children that would do it. It's like, because I think I like subconsciously also feel like I should be control. Like things are out of control. I feel like I should be controlling my child, even though there's nothing wrong with what's happening in my own head. Just like when we're out, sometimes I'll get anxious over something that is completely not a problem, only in my own mind of like, well, this is how it should go. It's like, nobody cares.
I do think either you're a quiet home or you're a loud home. I don't think there is any in between homes, but at least not in a neurodivergent household.
I am loud within my home.
I think my child is loud. Yeah, yeah.
My wife is like, God, my wife is a boisterous home.
Yeah. Well, like, because one of my best friends in the world, they have a quiet home. I know that, like, it's very much in order and calm.
Can't imagine.
And it's like, everyone is like, oh, hey, welcome. It's like, this is our home. And it's one of my best friends. And it's so funny because they always laugh because when we come over, then it's just like, da, 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 da. It's just so chaotic. And they're like, it's always part of
it. It's like a parade as I enter. I'm like, hello.
Yeah. And this is it, friend. And I'm sure when we leave, they're like,
detox.
Let's have some tea.
My mom one time was like, she was not trying to be rude, but I still remember it. She's like, yeah, sometimes you just have such like a loud personality. Like you have such a big energy. She's like, sometimes I can't even hear my own thoughts. All I can hear is you. I was like, that's bad. That's not a good thing what you just said. I need to work on that. And I have. Yeah. But like because I'll just get so excited about something.
Right.
What is that?
Nothing.
Is that the printer?
No.
What are you printing right now? What are you printing?
I'll send it to you so you can
put
it
on. No.
It's really cool.
Why is it printing now, Chesco? I forgot we even had a podcast today.
I'm unshowered right now. Look, good thing you can't smell me through the screen, am I right? I was out working out this morning and I forgot we even had a podcast this week because everything is thrown off for me.
We have everything every week. We have it. What do you mean?
I know. No, this is not me. I'm wrong here.
I know.
I need to be clear. Like this is all me here. This is what I'm printing right now. Sent. How cool is this?
Spider-Man.
It's like
coming out of the comic book.
It's a poster like for the wall, but it's a comic book site. It's like a three-dimensional.
We're getting in the same vein as what we're talking about. We're getting close to what we're talking about today.
We did that on purpose. Mini game
of Spider-Man. Yeah, you're 3D printing on purpose just to bring up this reference. Clearly, this was all by design. Mm-hmm. Tell the folks
Let's talk about things made for children. Let's talk about grown men getting mad. And throwing a very big public meltdown over the notion of
you're gonna have to start that over. That is way too long and confusing. Try again.
Let's talk about grown men getting angry about women in video games. Theme song.
Your popcorn, thank me later. Don't want to miss it.
Second time was way better.
Second time was significant.
I don't know where I was going.
I'm with you. Where are we going?
Sometimes my brain is on the up and up, and other times it's chugging along.
Do you ever have that moment where you're talking, you're like, I hope I find my way?
Yep.
Because I am lost.
It is. It's funny because I've started scripting more of my videos nowadays because I found it safe. But sometimes I just don't feel like I just want to talk. I just don't feel like doing the whole thing. And every time I do, if you look at my like camera roll, it'll be like 100 takes of the same thing. I'm like, nope, didn't like that. Nope, didn't like how that sounded. Nope, didn't like how that sounded. And if you go through and watch them, every single one is identical. It didn't feel right. Like every single one, I wasn't messing up every single take.
Yeah.
I was just like, no, let's do it again. Let's do it again.
I've had that where I'm like, what? Because in the moment, there's a huge, clearly a huge problem I thought of. Mm-hmm. And I watch back, I'm like, well, what's the problem here?
I'll switch it. I'm like, no, this is what I want to say. And I'll go back afterwards. I'm like, oh no, the first take was actually the best way to phrase this.
Significantly better the first time.
Good thing I spent 30 minutes refilming that section.
So let's talk about the issue at hand.
God of War is a video game.
That's the issue, God of War is a video game.
So for those of you not in the loop, so God of War has been one of the biggest like video game titles of the past decade. Say, I don't know when the first one came out, but for recent memory, it's been one of the biggest titles about Kratos. Kratos. I didn't play it. I own it. I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
Because
people fucking love it, mm-hmm. right? And I think if my understanding is of the first game, especially, was that Kratos, his wife Laufey, died.
And spoiler.
That's like in the beginning of the game, and it's him and his son like taking her body to like be burned in like the Viking tradition or whatever the tradition of the storyline is, mm-hmm. To set her to rest, right? And so it's that literally the impetus of the game is that his wife passed away in battle, I think, and they were taking her for to her body to the right way, and he fights the gods of war and mm-hmm. becomes a god of war. I don't know. There's some god of war fans that are mad at me for butchering this whole thing right now.
Based on the ancient mythologies, the series' main plot follows Kratos, a Spartan warrior who becomes the god of war and comes into conflict with various mythological pantheons.
There you go. But he was carrying, in the beginning, I know he was carrying his Laufey's body with his son.
That's the one thing I know.
That's what I remember. So she's been part of the story though from the beginning.
Yes, literally the what do you call that? That sparks everything. The inciting incident, like inciting the big incident, yeah. And it was made in 2005, starting as a PlayStation 2 game.
Okay, so 20 years. And
there's been 10 installments across multiple platforms.
Mm-hmm. And she, I know her background too. Like she fought Thor to a standstill.
Pretty badass.
Anyway, so this newest iteration of the game is, and it's not a lot of people thought it was going to be a backstory where you go back and mm-hmm. find out, like, see what she was like. But no, it's what happens. She awakes in the afterlife. And this is like, so this is the next installment of it. Mm-hmm. And people are fucking furious
about it.
For multiple reasons.
Yeah. So like mainly they're mad they're playing a woman. Mm-hmm. They're like screaming, "I'm not going to play a 40-year-old housewife." It's like, first of all, not a housewife.
No.
What are we talking about?
She's like someone who fought Thor to a standstill. Now, before the haters get in, I realized Thor was drunk in their battle. I did a little back research on this. It's still fucking Thor.
Just like this is a constant theme that happens. It's been happening. I remember a video game came out where like the woman, they put like biologically accurate, like a baby hairs on her face. Cause like the game was so like HD that you could see the little details like that. And these men were like, "She's got a beard."
Well, I remember with Horizon, one of like my favorite video
game. Was that the one?
I don't know if that was the one.
I'm trying to remember the one.
But that Horizon's my favorite video game of all time, by the way. Or one of, mm-hmm. I would say it's hard. There's such a, but it's in the running, I'd say, for my favorite. I'm a 44-year-old man who has never stopped playing video games. Judge me and deal with it, right? And so, but But I fucking love Horizon. My wife and I play games together. It's usually for most of our marriage. At least, especially since we have kids, the kids will go to bed, and if there's not a TV show or something we're watching, we want to get through, we'll sit on the couch and we'll play video games together. And it's been something. And so, like we got through that and the narrative that, and the people were so mad that she looked like a real woman, right? That was in that
she's
was
not Lara
fighting.
Croft.
Yeah, it was a woman that. The narrative of that video game especially is like she is someone that grew up fighting like fucking like robot creatures, like robot beasts.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. And they were so mad. And people would like use AI and shit to like, this is what it should have looked like. I'm like, fuck you guys. Shut up.
I can't. So the woman who does the voice of the wife is actually Deborah Ann Woll, who was Karen. What's Karen's? She's 40, by the way. She's just 40. Is Karen Page in Daredevil? So she's even like in the sphere of comic book. Like she's, I think she's good on that show, but she's lovely. Like she's beautiful, and the character is based off her. Like she looks much younger than she is, and like just because this character looks human, they're like, "I'm not doing it.
No.
I will not play it.
Shame."
But you can be Lara Croft. Like, that one's fine. You can be Tomb Raider and have big old.
Right.
That's fine.
I feel like maybe they've got. I wasn't that surprised there was outrage, because like the thing that made me like realize that I should just stop having any expectation for at least one level, some sub level of like decency, was when a bunch of the guys got mad about the casting of the daughter in The Last of Us.
Oh my God. Yes.
I'm like, the young underage child that she wasn't hot enough for you guys because you thought the video game character was hot.
Hey, if that, you're sick.
You're fucking disgusting at that, like, for being angry.
Hate to break it to
you. The child wasn't as attractive as the video game character.
Yeah, that did happen, and that is horrifying.
That's the bar now for me. I'm like, well, this isn't as bad as that.
I might argue against. It's hard to top liking underage children. Liking children. But I will tell you that after this preview came out, because literally that's all we have, the game's not even out yet, there was a AI version of the game made, which was called God of Laundry, the Rinse and Repeat Epic. And basically all she's doing is she does laundry and she changes a baby who poops all over her.
All right, I take it
breaking
back.
One of the new companion mechanics in God of War, Laufey?
Laufey
has been revealed.
Like, they call her Faye.
It's her fixing a washer and dryer. And someone say, do her making a sandwich. Ironically, that person's hashtag is a weird version of Jesus is God.
Of course.
Wait.
Why wouldn't it be?
Isn't this blasphemous?
Wait, Reagan.
Another one said, I asked ChatGPT to make her beautiful. So they took the character and like made her look like a young.
I saw somebody complaining. They were like, she's already hot. Why'd they make her video game less hot?
It looks just like her. She looks tired, more tired, but she's fighting a war.
Why'd they make her look like she was a warrior that battled people?
Where's her makeup?
And just woke up from death.
I want her to have no hair on her body, but she should have makeup on.
How do I masturbate to this?
Literally,
saying. I swear to God, that is the underlying aspect of what
they're
agree. Saying.
And then there's someone said, like referencing that Ariel Lawrence, the game director, it said, let me remind you, never let women into your hobby. I've seen like some of the AI gameplay on a TikTok, and it literally is like a baby's pooping all over her. She has to make him dinner. And you know what, Chesco? And you know what? These are the same mother truckers who want to talk about the male loneliness epidemic.
Guarantee you those are the guys that are watching the same thing. Yeah, women are the worst. It's all their fault. It's 100% the fault of women.
Well, it's also like you can't even play as a realistic. Mind you, she's like a stunning woman. So it's not even like your average woman. It is a beautiful woman who looks like a actual
a god,
person.
A literal god.
Well, just like the actress it's modeled after. Oh, she's stunning. She looks like her. It's like you can't even stand to play a woman without degrading her and taking time to make AI video games degrading her. But you want access to a real woman?
And a bunch of the guys I've seen in the comment sections trying to be like, no, it's not. It's not that it's her, a woman. It's this is his game. I want to play. This is Kratos. That's who I want to play, which is such fucking bullshit. Because you have spinoffs, and this is even a spinoff. This is like a next chapter in the game. But you have stuff like this. Like when the new Spider-Man came out, you were Miles Morales. No one was like, this is outrageous.
Peter Parker or death.
We are only Peter Parker of Earth 616 or not at all.
There's so many games like where you change mid-game which character you are. You change perspectives. It's not unusual, but it's nothing other than sexism. And again, it's like you can't have this be the same people that are like, but nobody cares about us. Like you actively make things to degrade women. You can't stand them. I watched this guy who like, I don't want to be too judgmental of appearances.
Okay.
I will say he is not conventionally attractive in any means. And what he was doing was literally destroying this character who is based off, like, it's different when it's a real woman. It's her. It's the actress. Like, that's who it is. So what you're ripping on is a real person.
Right.
And just saying, like, how hideous she is and how he can't play her because he's, I'm like, sir, this is why you don't have access to women. Mm-hmm. You can't even stand a video game version of a woman, let alone a real woman. And, like, I just, it's just so hard to watch these men be so open about their negative viewpoints about women in general. Because it's not just this, it's not just the game. It's more than the game. I think that's obvious at this point.
It's also, like, it reminds me of the conversations, like, well, they'll bring up, and it's happened enough times that you can bring up, like, a certain A-list celebrity woman. And it's like, well, she's not attractive. She's not like, they're trying to bring her down.
Margot Robbie
was one of them. They've done it with
Sydney Sweeney. There's been set.
Yeah, it's happened. It happens on repeat. And it's all because I think if they admit that she is, quote unquote, there's no objective attractiveness, but like if that she is gorgeous, then they have to admit that they could never be with her. Right. Yeah. And I think this all comes back down to like their fantasies. It's all like but they can't say that I'm disappointed that I can't. It's if I admit that she's not out of my league, or if I admit that this character, the reason I'm angry about this character is ugly, is that because it ruins my fantasy, then I sound like a weirdo. Guess what, guys? You still sound like fucking weirdos. Like, there's
still weird.
There's nothing you're saying here that I'm like, oh, that's a reasonable take here. I mean, who doesn't want that?
That. I also think they have this weird false fantasy or idea that they are rejecting them. Like, as if Margot Robbie is at their doorstep being like, please sleep with me. Like, and they're like, no, you're mid. Like, I think the way that the internet works and the separation that these men have from these women allows them to say these wild things and feel like I rejected them. It's the same thing as like when guys will be like, they'll be swiping and they'll be like, I rejected all these women and blah, blah. It's like, kind of, but they weren't necessarily wanting to be with you either. Like, you can talk shit all day about women, but like, you weren't going to have access to them anyway. So what does it matter? Like, you weren't going to, you didn't have the opportunity. So who cares? Who cares if you, like, if you want to be with them, because they would have never been with you in the first place. But I think they get off on it. I think they, it makes them feel manly. It makes them feel like they're better than them to reject them. But again, it's like, that's made up. That's all in your head. And I know you wouldn't be saying that to their face.
No. Like, are you, if any of those, Sydney Sweeney, Margot Robbie, any whoever it is that they're saying came up and said, hey, I'd love to go on a date with you. They wouldn't be like, psh, next.
Loser.
Yeah. Love Mid. You. Right, they wouldn't be like they'd fall all over themselves. Or like when they get angry at women for not wearing makeup, the same thing where it's like where they're admitting they've never seen a woman in the morning.
That's my favorite is when they like self-own.
Yeah.
They're like, ew,
look at her.
So you've never slept with a woman. You've never woken up next to a lady, is what you're saying.
Also, it's like they'll do it about someone that's like naturally beautiful too, like with no, like, because not everyone can pull off, like men and women. Like, I can't wait when I wake up in the morning before I like shave and wash my face and everything. I don't think I'm looking good for this for recording. Like, I wouldn't go and get on camera at that point. I've seen videos of myself. Like, I think most people, right when they get out of bed, are like, all right, let's do something to fix this.
So we've got to fix this situation.
Maybe not. Maybe maybe I'm projecting right now. But like,
I think most people would pull themselves together before they took a video.
Like something before they, you know, wash your face, take a shower, do your hair, etc.
Yeah.
But like the notion that that like somebody like, because it's also like the idea, the expectation that they would never hold for themselves.
Right.
That they would be appalled if someone were to say the same thing about them in there.
I agree.
But we only do it because it's acceptable to degrade women. It's acceptable to talk about them that way.
I mean, there's literal, like, you can go online. There's arguments from men that are like, I'm perfect the way I am. I don't have to do anything. Why should I have to do anything? Like, and that could mean, you know, it could be physically, like, why should I have to get into shape? Why should I have to take care of myself? It could, but it's also like, why should I have to do the work? Why should I have to emotionally regulate? Why should I have to go to therapy? There's so many men out there, they're like, nope, as is or nothing. Mm-hmm. And yet they expect women to do these things that cost, like, it's not even just time, it's cost. Mm-hmm. Like, take hours to do, like, to get ready, and then you have the maintenance. Like, they want them to have nails. They want their hair to be done. They want their makeup to be done. And it's like, you would never do that. You would never spend that much time. So clearly, it's misogynistic, because why is that expectation only of women? Because the women, before they do it, look better than you. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could be biased. I'm gay. So.
No, it's fair. I'm like my own partner, like my wife, like when I think she's gorgeous with no makeup. I still think she's beautiful.
Not your wife, mine.
Well, no, it's okay. You can say it. It's fine. Okay. She'd be very flattered. No.
She is gorgeous, to be fair.
But I've never I've told her before, like, God, I wish you could see yourself through my eyes. Like, the idea of being able to, but that's also, I like women. Right. And I do think that is a
cell phone again by them
thing. And I'm not, I think people confuse when I say, I'm not saying that all these guys are gay.
Right.
I think some of the angrier ones, I think there is sort of like thing that they're like, oftentimes, not always, but like when I say like women, I'm not just saying like physically attracted to women, but like that's part of it. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm like, yeah, I like how women look. Right. I like it's gay. Call me gay. Right. But I like
women.
I like women. Right. I like being around women. I like hanging out with women. Right. I like the look of a woman's face. Right. It's not that is not a. And for some reason, that's the beta. Gay. That's so gay, dude. What do you mean? You enjoy
Didn't
the presence
Nick
of women.
Didn't Nick Fuentes say that, like,
having
sleeping
sex with women
is gay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sir. And like, I agree. I think some of them are probably gay. I mean, I think it's more so when men are like really anti-gay, they end up being gay. I think that's definitely a clearer path, because we see that all the time with like politicians and stuff, or like people in the church, and then they're clear, they come out as that they've been doing gay stuff, you know, gay stuff, or worse. Mm-hmm. But I think it's not that I think they are sexually attracted to women.
Right.
But I think they don't like them. They
fucking
don't like being around them.
A lot of them fucking hate women.
Hate them. They can't stand the way they talk. They can't stand their interests. They can't stand the way they look. They can't stand, like, anything about, like, if you, like, they don't like anything about them other than, like, their body maybe. But even then, it's almost like they only like the, like, a 20-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Because they don't. They don't like the body to age. Mm-hmm. They don't like anything that, like, a natural woman. It's I would say maybe it's like porn, the porn version of a woman at this point. Because it's like, they don't want them to have body hair. They don't want their, like your boobs eventually are not up, way up high. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want that all to be perfect and flawless. They want them to be double D's, size zero, which, like, doesn't happen in nature. That's artificial.
There are also the huge industries in porn that are MILF porn, right? That are, like, all looking at, like, women that don't look like those. So the reason I think those industries exist is because I don't think most men are only attracted to 20-year-old women. I think that's what they performatively are told they're allowed to be.
Right.
The whole patriarchal aspect of our society is like, I can only say in front of my buddies that I like this. And as a result, you tell yourself enough times you hate something, eventually you do. But you know one thing you can't hide? What turns you on? And I think that's why you have these big industries, though, of guys that are seeing women that look, and I don't say like real, I hate the idea of like that look like real women, that look like women their age, that look like women that they would be dating, right? That look like women you would meet on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
Right, that exist out there. Like, not every, and maybe I don't know how big those industries are. I'm not like fully involved in the porn industry, but I know they exist. I know it's full thing, because I know the only reason I know the people that are in those industries, right?
Right.
And so, that's the only reason. And so, my point being, I do think there is a lot of this is just that performative aspect of misogyny, mm-hmm. where they can only say like, oh, I think she's ugly, even though internally they're like, she's fucking beautiful. Same thing with body type, right? There's
100% on that.
Yeah. And so like with age, body type, hair, like there'll be women that will like ask like online, I've seen before, they'll have questions like, do I need to shave every part of my body? Right. In order to like, are there any guys that are attracted to that? And mm-hmm. luckily I've seen a lot of threads. It's like, yeah, guys that like women. Right. Right. And it's not saying you can also like, it's a matter of whatever you are, want to do
you
with your
like,
own body.
Right. Yeah. I think that's an excellent point. I also think that it has become a camaraderie thing. Like, I mm-hmm. think, like, honestly, after yeah. how much research have I done at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Against my will a lot of the time.
Right.
But I really think that some of these men, like, don't have friends. They don't socialize mm-hmm. well. They don't get along with their peers. They don't have, like, strong mm-hmm. interests. That they can relate to, like they're not in sports, like they don't have those areas where they have like teammates or like mm-hmm. classmate mates or whatever. They don't know how to socialize. So right. I feel like a lot of it is, I know if I actively hate women, there will be guys that'll agree with me. There will be mm-hmm. forums to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
There will be, you know, other guys who are like, yeah, man, nice one. Like, it is an mm-hmm. easy way to get validation amongst your peers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to hate on women. And, like, that's what they like and that's what they enjoy. And, like, I just saw somehow, like, a cop footage came on mine. I was watching true crime with Mackenzie Shirilla or whatever.
Okay.
The crash. I don't know if you saw that. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Different time.
Sure.
But my algorithm's like, oh, are you interested in crime, I guess? Yeah. But it brought up this, it was like a FBI body cam where mm-hmm. this kid, the FBI came to him and it was mm-hmm. because he was posting like crazy anti-women
mm-hmm.
posts. Like he was mm-hmm. saying like that they should all be killed.
Wow.
And he, you know, like, and just, and he was like, well, what's the problem with this? Mm-hmm. And he was like, you can't come into my house. And he had a gun and he would post videos with a gun. And they were like, yeah, no, you can't just say shit like that.
Right.
You will get in trouble. And it's like, and then it cuts to all these other lonely dudes mm-hmm. who clearly, like, the only authority they have is to mm-hmm. talk shit and threaten women. Like, mm-hmm. that's what they have. That's what they have going for them. That's how they relate to each other. And I remember one of the mom was like, oh, if I knew he was talking like that, I wouldn't have him in my home. And it's like, mm-hmm. hey, your son is talking to him. Your mm-hmm. son is friends with him. And what they're talking about is like anti-woman stuff. I mean, he was literally like, we should just take them all out.
Right.
We should take women out. I think it was anti-leftist as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, the reckoning is coming and I'm going to be a part of it. Like, just saying all this crazy shit. But it was like so clear that no offense, well, I guess offense, lots of offense to this kid, that he was like a lonely asshole who had no power. He lived in his parents' house. He never left his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did was talk shit online and pretend he was a tough guy. And he mm-hmm. could not believe that he got arrested. Like he's being prosecuted by the FBI for mm-hmm. like terrorist threats or something like that because of what he said. And it's like, that's what a lot of these guys are, is they're miserable people who are alone all the time, and the way that they find friends and find power is mm-hmm. in misogyny.
No, and I think that this one, that's why the talk about these video games and stuff isn't just talk about a video game, right? That's why when you hear about these things, it's all, they're all related. They're all, if someone in your life is angry about Laufey being, you know, the core of this, you should probably be like, and I'm not saying that immediately makes them a bad person or a misogynist or a terrible person, but you know, because it's a sign. It's what
it's something.
It's something to be like,
yeah. But why?
Noted. Let me hear about that. And it could just be like, because I fucking love Kratos.
Sure.
He's so cool. I only want to play him in this game. That is, I wouldn't say it's, I mean, that's more valid, I would say, than just the fierce anger over it.
But then you wouldn't have the God of Laundry. Like, this is very clear what they're getting upset about. I also think that this is, again, to your point, like a good example of, hey, we should take these things seriously. Like even that guy who I was just talking about that ended up getting taken by the FBI, like his mom knew the shit he was up to. Like they were reading these I can't even say on here what he was saying.
Right.
They were just horrific things he was posting about women online, like very threatening. Mm-hmm. He was like a open incel, like he said he was an incel. Mm-hmm. His friends knew about it. And it was like, she knew about it. The grandma's there. They all are living in this house. And the grandma comes out and she's like, I'm scared to be alone with him. Mm-hmm. I was like, hello. Hi. Is anyone listening to the grandma? She's like, they won't do anything about him. And then, like I said, the mom who just about her son who was engaging in these conversations, which he also had said bad things, was like, oh, well, I wouldn't want him. Literally, like sounding just like that. I wouldn't want him in my home. It's like, your son is also the problem. It's like, We need to take it more seriously when people say shit like this. Like, it should not get to the point that something outrageous happens. Like, these are all telltale signs of misogyny. These are all signs that somebody has a problem with women. And I am tired of, like, having these conversations or, like, acting like these are valid. Like, that's not valid. You're doing this because you're misogynist. And that's point blank period what's going on here. Clearly. And then like, it's crazy to be in a world where I'm watching these videos and then watching men say, but you don't care about us and you don't care that we're lonely and that we can't make friends. I'm like, yeah, but lots of the time how you make friends is hating on women, or you hate on women because you don't have friends. Mm-hmm. How can we live in both worlds? And how am I expected to have sympathy when I'm seeing both things?
Mm-hmm. Do you watch The Pitt? This is related, by the way. That I feel like it sounds like I'm going off on a tangent.
No, I know it is. I've seen, like, you know, I'm on the periphery of the discourse, but tell me.
So, spoiler alert, I guess, for anybody that has not seen season two of The Pitt. Great show, by the way. But there's a storyline of a mother who basically drugs herself so that her son is taken to the hospital because she saw he has like a hit list of women that he wants to
kill.
Oh,
shit.
And the reason I think it was so brilliantly done is because it's a show that doesn't have clean heroes and bad guys, which I think is it's real life, right? Like the Noah Wiley? Is that his name?
Yeah, the guy from ER.
Yeah, so he's very clearly the protagonist in the show, but he's broken, right? And the thing I think that was so brilliant that they show was how men, good men, are complicit and allowing guys, because there was one doctor that wanted to, like, they're like, this is, we need to call the police. We need to get this guy. This is a huge deal. It ends up being where he didn't do anything. But at one point they were like, holy shit, he went and you think he did a mass casualty event. But the Noah Wiley's character, he's like, he's just a kid. We don't want to ruin his life. We don't want to. And it was like,
he has a hit list.
I know. And that's why I was like, I'm watching it like, but that's fucking real though. We're like, good guys.
Every judge ever has said to those guys.
He's like, he didn't act, and he's like trying to make the argument that I've heard other guys make. Like, he's not actually going to do anything, right? He's like we don't want to ruin this kid's life over just like something he was talking about in his diary or something.
That's what the mom and dad were saying about the post. Like, it's just social media. He's not going to just like, that's what we said about the ones that did.
Mm-hmm. We are past the point now, especially with how often this shit has happened, where we can look at something like, well, let's hope for the best, right? When you see something like that, you have to say something about it. Anyway, so it's a great storyline because it made me like fucking mad at the at somebody that I really like in the show, because I was like, dude, what are you doing? You can't just be like,
ignore it.
But it was mirroring what happens all the fucking time in real life.
Well, it's interesting. There's discourse that The Pitt is kind of sexist in the way that the main character treats the women on the show. That he responds differently with the women than he does with the men, and like takes out his emotions on them more.
Sure.
He doesn't listen to them as much.
Yeah.
And that he feels like he has license to do that. Like he's he's allowed to treat women badly because he's a brooding anti-hero doctor, and I would
say he's pretty shitty to everybody in the show.
I'm just telling you what I've heard. I haven't seen it.
I watched stuff one time, and I can watch it a second time, and I'll be like, I've never seen the show in my life. So So I will say, I only go by like the vibes, and I always got a vibe that was kind of an asshole to everybody in it. So, but, yeah. But I'm also seeing it through the lens of a man. And I think it's important that even as a feminist man who talks about these sort of things, mm-hmm. I still have blind spots. That's part of the patriarchal dividend, right? Like I'm able to watch something and enjoy something mm-hmm. and be able to even as someone who is consciously looking for these things to still occasionally have blind spots about these things. So I'm hearing that and taking it in, and I want to revisit that because I do think it's
to probably, be fair. Never watched it. Literally, no, no, no. Just saw some videos.
But I do
on
think
it.
It's so important to hear those know. Things. Yeah, this is not me saying it in a negative or a positive way, but I think it's probably a valid critique.
Yeah. You know what I always think about when I think of like how much men, not all men, mm-hmm. but a lot of men love like bad men or like mm-hmm. excuse bad men. Mm-hmm. Especially in like film and TV, right. is Breaking Bad. That one still gets mm-hmm. me how much like men love Walter White yep. and hate Skyler.
And she was the villain.
We talked about that,
right?
Didn't we?
Right. I don't think I've talked about it.
Well, because there was a Frankie Muniz just did, because they did the what do you call that when they re-up it? They bring it back.
Oh, the reboot or whatever. But,
yeah, the
but
reboot
it's
not of.
It's like a continuation. It's like a
whatever. Of Malcolm in the Middle, mm-hmm. and he's like, I hated Skyler White. She should have just let you done that. And Bryan Cranston's like, no. Actually, no, because yeah. I was horrible to her, and she yeah. was, like, pregnant and had a baby, yeah. and I was, like, literally a meth dealer mm-hmm. and cooker and was killing people and forcing her into this life. He's like, no. If mm-hmm. like you, and you could tell Frankie Muniz was like, oh, shit. I thought you were going to agree with me.
Yeah.
But like,
I do think Skyler White is a great litmus test for people.
Agreed.
I think
100%.
What do you feel about Skyler? Tell me mm-hmm. how you feel about her.
And she's such a good actress mm-hmm. too. Like, I'm like, damn, mm-hmm. she's so good. It's not her acting even because like sometimes I there have been times where like they put less, I think they put less work into the casting sometimes, but they mm-hmm. also don't give them as good a script. Mm-hmm. So there's sometimes that like the wife are like, okay, that's a little bland and boring and not interesting. Mm-hmm. And like she had a great script and she's a great actress. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, yeah, if you hate her, but you think Walter's cool, like if you hate her for those reasons, what do you think? Like you should definitely hate Walter because he's mm-hmm. doing way worse things.
Right.
It's like people are so hypercritical of women in media. Mm-hmm. And then men are like, yeah, he could be a mass murderer. That's fine. See if I care.
Yeah, whatever. It's all right. But it's when somebody is set up as the protagonist of a show, mm-hmm. you are yeah. part of it is like, I think the way that's how creative writing 101, do you want sure. the person to be if you can't connect to them in some way or another, mm-hmm. Right. They set it up, but then people get defensive of that character, mm-hmm. even when they're doing real shitty things.
Well, you could even look at like House, for example, like, House was an asshole. Like mm-hmm. House did really shitty stuff. Like if House was your real doctor, mm-hmm. you would be like lawsuit all day. Like yeah. like that stuff that he did and he would treat his so many of his patients. Like there's so many times there's like cut scenes and don't mm-hmm. I actually liked the show, but like there's so many times there's cut scenes where he absolutely gives mm-hmm. zero shits about a patient. Like mm-hmm. it like actively does something horrendous to them. Mm-hmm. Like makes a joke that they have gonorrhea. Like mm-hmm. it's like it's just so bad. It's like, well, I guess sure. Mm-hmm. You should ask your husband because he's been cheating on you. You know, it's mm-hmm. just like he's not a nice person, but it's like people love kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Especially in media. And I'm like, they don't have that energy for women. When mm-hmm. when women are assholes, they're like,
they're
get evil. Off the show.
They're
kill
the
them.
Worst thing. Please, can you please get rid of this character? Yeah.
They don't even have to be assholes. They could yeah. be Skyler and they're just yeah. like, oh, shut up. Stop whining. Yeah. Why are you whining about your husband being a meth dealer and yeah. or a meth maker? What?
I think,
drug lord.
I think what's fun about The Pit is I think, I don't know if almost everybody on that show, I have to go back and revisit it, is a terrible person. Mm-hmm. It's some way or another.
Or at
it's
least like
a real person. Like, because I think everybody yeah. has like aspects of themselves. Or if you were able to get 100% view of every single person's life, you could find. But there's a lot of gray area for a lot of these characters, which makes it, I think, so interesting. But there is a double standard though for what they're absolutely, and that goes back to the beginning of television, right? That it goes, oh, yeah. There's always been not even television, like I think the great, one of the best examples of how fucked up our society is was how much we villainized Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, we've talked about
this. Right. And we don't have to read it again, but that's the yeah. perfect fit to that. Right. Cause it's like this 20-year-old, I think at the time, that was a, like in a huge, the definition of a position of authority. Mm-hmm. And she was the villain in everybody's book. She was the worst person in the world.
I feel like we're expected to understand and to have a space for complexity in men, mm-hmm. and almost to assume they're complex. Like when men do bad things, like a lot of the time, even mm-hmm. socially, but definitely like men in media, mm-hmm. on TV, whatever, it's like we're expected to be like, okay, but what's causing this? Or what's right. his background? Or what's his – or not just what's his past, which should explain it away. What's his right. future? Right. If we are to do anything to make him accountable, what are we taking away from him, right? Mm-hmm. But like women, it's like we are very – it's like it seems very black and white. Like we mm-hmm. want them to be all good, all bad, or – you know, we portray them as all good or all bad. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting, like, how, like, what we have space for mm-hmm. when it comes to men and women. Like, and again, like, it crosses over. You know, TV is just, they build the story around that. Like, they make the narrative so that that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, Ted Mosby in How I Met Your Mother is yeah. a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
He is literally the worst nice guy. Like, yeah. but because of the way they write the script,
yeah.
they script it so that like nobody's actually kind of fine. And this really mm-hmm. is about him and his pursuit of the mm-hmm. woman he loves, right?
I love that show.
In real life, he's a fucking nightmare, Chesco. I'm telling you.
I know. I believe it.
No, not the actor.
No. I know the character. Yeah. I was like, no, that's what I'm saying.
He uses and abuses women yeah. all for to pursuit of his own gain. He'll mm-hmm. date people when he knows he's in love with Robin. He'll cheat mm-hmm. on people. He'll like that one girl. He's like, don't marry him. Stay with me. And then he's like, just yep. kidding. I'm going yep. for Robin. Like, he is the main character, so and everyone bad. Else. Yeah. Everyone else is there to yeah. suit like his needs, and that's yeah. it. They're not people.
Yeah.
And like that. That's because. That's how the script goes. They're writing reasons around it why it's okay. Mm-hmm. And then in real life, it's like things happen and they're like, okay, so what? How do we do that after the fact? Mm-hmm. How do we script this? Like the Monica Lewinsky thing's a great example. How mm-hmm. do we script this mm-hmm. so that we can keep Bill Clinton looking okay?
Right.
And that was to make her the harlot. That was to make her
Absolutely.
The joke. To completely take away her humanity. Mm-hmm. That was what we did. That was what the media did, and therefore everybody else did. And yeah, it's very eye-opening, like how we portray women mm-hmm. and how we are willing to spin stories around them in mm-hmm. fiction and in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Because woof.
Yeah. And I think the difference is if you liked it, like, man, this person is so shitty. This is so interesting to watch.
Sure.
Right? Versus, this is my hero.
I love this guy.
But I do think there is a different, like, we all love watching shitty shows. Like, I loved How I Met Your Mother. I was never like, Ted Mosby, I see myself. That's me. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, it's always been like, yeah.
I think Breaking Bad is one of the best. I think start to end, one of the best scripts.
Oh, unbelievably.
I think they stuck the landing on the ending mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in ways that I have not seen very often in TV series. I love the script. I love the characters. I actually really enjoy it.
100%.
That being said, I think a lot of why people or certain men like that show is because it is a fantasy for them. It mm-hmm. is, it took a very meek, mild-mannered man who nobody appreciated. Like, that was the whole thing. He got out of the company mm-hmm. too early or whatever, got kicked out mm-hmm. or whatever, and he didn't get the millions that he should have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
That's a close enough of what it
right.
was.
Right.
He's a teacher. He's a genius, but nobody sees him.
Mm-hmm.
And then because he gets cancer, he has to do this crazy thing, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, he's the boss, and everyone does what he says, and he's in charge, and he's making money, and he's in control, and he's a badass, and he gets to make people do what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fantasy for men. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of men who are more like, you know, pre-Heisenberg,
mm-hmm.
like, I think that's a fantasy. And I think
yeah.
men like to see men doing things they wish they could do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little frightening to me.
Absolutely terrifying. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think that's why I think it's the way that people talk about things. Like Frankie Muniz talking about how much it's like, oh, Frankie.
Frankie, what's going on, Frankie?
Say more. Like, what? Who else do you hate? How do you feel about
Frankie,
Laufey?
Frankie, come here.
How do you feel about Laufey?
I really do think it's a good test of people. And like, you know, it's like, what do people do? Even you think of like Grand Theft Auto, which is obviously a nonsense game, but it's like, what do people like to do in that game? Mm-hmm. A lot of people like to do really sketchy, scary things to like women in that game and like to do terrible things and enjoy. And it's like, does it mean they're going to do that in real life? No, yeah. Not necessarily. But I do look at like, what do you enjoy? Like, what fantasies do you enjoy living out? Whether that's through a game, or whether that's watching TV, like who do you idolize? Acting like it has no significance at all to who a person is, I think is absolutely obtuse. Mm-hmm. Like if someone, you know, either wants to do terrible things to people in games or someone, I'm not saying it completely means they're a bad person. I'm saying it means something. Mm-hmm. Just like somebody who is so fired up about playing as a woman that they make a God of Laundry game. Mm-hmm. I think that's telling as to who they are. And I think we should be more aware of these things.
Can I give you kind of an embarrassing example from my own life?
Oh, I'm here for it.
So obviously, for people in the past don't know, I've used to be an avid World of Warcraft player to the point where I've spent over a year of my life playing that game. Like I don't play it anymore, but it is a huge part. It was a huge part of my life. I did write my master's thesis on it. So I think that justifies me doing it. But one of the things that I've probably spent 1,000 hours doing was mining rocks and smelting and like just making like creating because I fucking love rocks in real life. One of my favorite shows is a show called Jade Fever where they're mining jade. And I'm just like I love rocks. And so I think, but like, and I know that's a silly example, but like but to your point though, There is stuff that you can like. I don't think I've ever shared it with my wife. If I go tell her that I used to mine rocks for hours and hours and hours,
yeah,
is she gonna be like, you used to do what? Or is she gonna be like, that fucking checks out. That is the least shocking thing I've ever heard about what you did in the game. Now I've never sought out a demon beast with tentacles to fight. You know, that's another aspect of the game that I never did. Mm-hmm. But you pick and shoot. So not everything is going to be real, but rocks.
I think the rocks I like. I feel like it's not, you know, you get into like, it's not that deep. It's not that deep in the sense of like, I don't think people who play, like I love a shooter video game.
Of course.
I am not a violent person. Yeah. I like those games, but like I don't think someone who does heinous things in Grand Theft Auto is going to do heinous things in real life or is a heinous person. But it's also not that shallow. So it's not that deep, but it's not that shallow in the sense of it doesn't mean nothing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean nothing. There is something going on. And a lot of times in these cases, like in the case of God of War, it means that somebody has some negative beliefs.
Right.
And I think that needs to be called out. And it's not just dudes talking about games. It's something much deeper. And in the current climate and in a time when we're being expected to be more empathetic towards men, that also means like diving into what's going on here in this community and why are you so openly anti-woman? Because it's not just like, again, it's not just like they have these thoughts and keep them to themselves. Mm-hmm. There's forums dedicated to it at this point. Mm-hmm. So.
Agreed. Well, God of War coming down to
this is a commercial.
On Steam. It was a whole hour long commercial for Buy God of War, Laufey's Quest. I don't know what the name of it is.
It did make me want to play it I saw the gameplay. I do,
though. The gameplay looks pretty gorgeous.
It looks really good. So,
let's play it. Yeah. We'll play it and talk about it in episode two. We'll stream together. That'll be fine, right?
Oh, God. Well, friends, thank you for joining us. As you know, we have our Patreon. Make sure to check that out. We have an episode every week. And other than that, friends, we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Oh, my God.